Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Yeah, people aren't understanding what I was saying about a song that is universally liked or disliked. Because the stuff that I'm seeing on the text machine, Candyman, Born in the USA, like there's people that they, I'm talking about a song. It comes on. Doesn't matter if you're 10 years old or 85 years old. Doesn't matter what gender. Doesn't matter what race, religion. You hear that song and everyone goes, oh, that's a great song. Now, you may have come up with it during the commercial break. It was Journey, right? Do you have that song? Don't Stop Believing?
You can't be mad at this.
Like, there's no one that hears this and says, oh, that song is garbage.
No.
Right? Unless people didn't like the ending to Sopranos. Because this song is so identifiable with the ending of Sopranos.
Just a small town girl. Living in a
lonely world. Oh, you messed it up?
This is out of town to Neverland.
It would have to be an inspiring song.
I think this might be it. There's no one that doesn't like this song, I think. Well, let's ask Dave Hyde. We'll go to the Toyota of Hollywood hotline here. Dave Hyde, columnist for the Sun Sentinel. Of course, this is what he called in for. He's signed up for this this role today. Does anyone dislike that song?
Well, what about When the Lights Go Down on the City? Isn't that a better Journey song?
When the lights go down
in
the city.
I'm kidding. The Sopranos have changed the tone of that Journey song, though, haven't they? In that they brought it to a whole new generation.
That's what I think.
You know, and so it's kind of unfair because that's sort of a song for a couple or a few generations now, whereas what you're really asking is if you hear a song you haven't heard in a long time,
This is actually where it got started. On Sunday, I had retweeted this notice that it was the 35th anniversary of Mr. Roboto from Styx. And I thought that's a legendary song. And then Falero played it yesterday because he saw me tweet about it. And then all these people have tweeted and texted at me that they hate that song. And I was surprised. I thought Mr. Roboto was a beloved song.
Man, that was an awful song, wasn't that? Like, what's that? Babe, I'm leaving. Wasn't that a Styx song?
Yeah, that's a great song.
Okay, that's another awful song.
What
that comes to mind? Do it with Styx.
What's happening with Dave Hyde? You're right in the Styx wheelhouse.
Well, you know, that was I was actually up to speed with music back then.
Yeah, how could you not like Mr. Roboto?
Hey,
I don't understand.
Sweet man. They worry about that.
Anyway, let me talk with Dave Hyde about the stuff that we actually wanted to have him on to talk about. Now, I know I want to talk about your column about Dwayne Wade, but I do know you were at the Derek Jeter media session today at the ballpark. We had talked about when all the stuff first started to happen. I said what was missing was a charm offensive, that there was too much arrogance thrown around. It was, I'm too smart for this, you know, baseball market. Has that changed a little bit? Did you notice a change in Derek Jeter today?
Yeah, and I think you're right, too. I think that's exactly one of the things that was missing. And he was more relaxed today than I've seen him, and give and take. There was still the defensiveness of, you know, answering questions contrary to popular belief and stuff like that. But there was more of a, okay, when you guys get to know me, you'll see me, you know, I'm like this, and here's how what my thinking is, and more of a, okay, I can see it now. Whereas, yeah, it was a, you know, I don't know whether it was, just he was big timing everybody or what, but, or just on the defensive so much, but they are so polluted around him now that, It'll take for a while for it to clear.
So did you start to buy into it more, though, today?
Well, I'm the wrong person to ask because I thought, you know, I've been writing since last July, get ready, they're going to be trading Stanton. Whoever buys the team is going to be trading Stanton. Because I talked to two people who saw the books and saw the decisions they're going to be making and said there's no way anybody buys this team and keeps these players. It just can't be done with what needs to be done. And so I've been, you go back to my column since last July, I've been writing that. So look, I thought it was necessary what they had to do. His manner and presentation, I'll give you one example that isn't the Stanton trade. Okay, so they the whole McKeon and Prez, Andre Dawson, Jeff Conine, they fired them without telling them. And then it came out they offered them their jobs back for half the salary, and then it came out that they didn't take it, and it was just a PR mess. What if at the front end of that, Jeter had come out and said, look, I'm letting these guys go. They're great guys. We all know they're class guys, but I just bought the team. I need to bring in my guys to put my message out. I hope everybody understands that. Wouldn't that have diffused the whole situation? To me, so much of this is just presentation.
Yes, I said that from the beginning. It was mangled from the presentation standpoint.
Yeah.
Although you remove those kind of stars, it's still going to be up for criticism.
Yeah, you're going to get criticized, but you know what? You're at the front end saying, here's why I'm doing this, and I need my own people in there to get my own message. It's nothing against these guys. These were great guys. But I think everybody would have understood that instead of, oh, they're firing them, but they didn't tell them, and then the half price, you know, they wanted them back, and then so everybody's angry and conflicting messages. I think one thing Jeter needs to realize, and I think, you know, talking to him today, he's starting to, and maybe he is that, you know, it was one thing to go out there every day playing shortstop for the Yankees. That got your message across. Now your words and how you present them are going to be what gets your message across until your product gets built, if it gets built. But, you know, as far as making the trade of Stanton and all that, I thought that's just, they had to do that to get everything back aligned, meaning the minor leagues, the money.
What happened? Did we lose Dave Hyde there? Are you there?
Am I here? I'm here.
Yeah, we lost you for a second there. You're back.
Oh.
Okay.
Hey Dave, you kind of hit on it. You were hitting on it when you crapped out there, but I don't know Jeter's exact job description. He was an amazing Hall of Fame shortstop. How good is he at his current job? How would you evaluate what he's done so far?
No idea. What, you know, can he make the adjustment from? You know, I think getting back to what Hawk said, part of maybe his thinking that he knew everything at the start, if that was the case, was, hey, I'm Derek Jeter, Hall of Famer. Just look at what I do. And no, I don't care that he's a Hall of Famer in this role. That's nice. But you know what? It'd be a lot nicer if T.O. Epstein or somebody like that who has built championship teams was rebuilding the Marlins. And then you'd say, okay, you'd give him benefit of the doubt. I don't know what kind of a, you know, the head of baseball or owner he's going to be, Channing. That's sort of up for grabs. And one thing we've learned, because we've had a lot of owners here, it seems like, in the last couple of decades, is there is an education process to being an owner. You know, I remember talking to Wayne Huizenga, and he said, oh, man, it took me years before I understood what it was like to own a sports team compared to my businesses.
Dave Hyde from the Sun Sentinel is with us. He was at Marlins Park today for the Derek Jeter stuff. You get the feeling like he wants to remove the home run sculpture? Just doesn't know how.
I think that's a definite. He was asked about it, his thoughts of it. And he, you know, the news conference was in left field on the patio, so the sculpture's right there. He looked at it and he said, "It's big." And he's, "Well, what do you think of it?" And he goes, "It's unique." So, I mean, it's pretty obvious he wants to get rid of it. The question is, you know, how do they get rid of it, you know, with all the public art idea? And again, I'm on the other side. I actually like the home run sculpture.
So do I.
You know, it's odd and bizarre and, yes, unique, but, you know, I'm okay with it.
Yeah, it's Miami. Dave Hyde from the Sun Sentinel. Let me segue into the heat stuff that I want to talk to you about. You wrote a column in the Sun Sentinel today, which is essentially, here's the hard part now. Can Dwayne Wade really help this team? I believe he can. Do you?
Well, when you say help, what are they going to go to somewhere where they wouldn't go without him, I guess? Is that the question?
I mean, that Cleveland game at the end of the game where James Johnson didn't get a shot off, or the Orlando game where they couldn't inbound the ball. Like, you'd like to have D-Wade out on the court, whether he's directing traffic or being a decoy, wouldn't you?
All right. In the small picture, I agree with you that on specific roles like that, yes, he will help them. Because you know, I've seen games recently. James Johnson couldn't get a shot off at the end. Tyler Johnson didn't get a shot off. Justice Winslow twice didn't get the ball inbound. So, yeah, if you're pointing to that, I'd agree with you. Now, the big picture, is the season going anywhere it wouldn't have without him? And I'd say no. I don't think it's that type of a, okay, now we can win the second round of a playoff series against Team X, against Boston or whoever. No, I don't think. I think, again, if they get in the playoffs and somehow they win the first round series, that's, you know, my ceiling for them. That'd be a good year for them.
Hey, Dave, is there any way the rest of the season that we hear anything about Dwayne Wade and Spo arguing about minutes, where he wants to play more or maybe play less or anything like that, or are they on the same page, you believe?
I hope they're being on the same page. I guess this is all up for negotiation, and the bigger question for me is what's going to happen after this year, Channing. Okay, yeah, I would think they'll, you know, it's kind of a good reuniting of them, and they'll figure it out. There won't be any great waves this season. But what about the off season? Wade wants to come back. How much? What do the Heat want to pay him? And then already they have like four shooting guards that they're paying a lot of money: Deion Waiters and Tyler Johnson and Josh Richardson and Rodney Magruder's coming back. Where does, you know, to me, that's the uncomfortable and awkward question if we're moving ahead and what's going to happen is, where does Wade fit in beyond this season with this team?
You don't seem like you're a big fan of Dwayne Wade coming back to the Heat, Dave.
I love that he came back. And I thought this incredible marketing move, genius marketing move to bring him back. I'm not sure it's an incredible basketball move. It's an okay basketball move. It's fine. But as far as the fun and the energy, and look, that's part of any sports business. This was great.
You were at the American Airlines Arena Friday night?
Beautiful. Great scene. Great. That was one of the, you know, look, we haven't had a lot of great scenes in the past year in sports down here. That was one of them right there.
Yeah, I would say that was one of the more iconic moments in South Florida sports history in the, what, the last decade?
Well, now you're asking me to clock. Yeah, I mean
just one of the most.
One of, you know, as far as non-championship, non-winning moments, yeah, I'd agree with you on that. Absolutely. On just a feel-good night. It was a night, okay, you know, everything. The planets aligned again in South Florida, it seemed like. Wade was back on the court where he should belong. He was getting applauded by the home team like he should have. And he even helped win the game with a block shot there at the end.
But what do you think? Because I'm kind of reading between the lines here with Dave Hyde. What do you think?
I'm not trying to talk between the lines here.
I think you're throwing shade at Dwayne Wade. No, I don't think. But you think tonight in Toronto you're going to get 1 of 9 and 6 turnovers in 12 minutes?
No, I'm not. I think you're going to get 23 minutes. And, I mean, there are going to be nights like this, but there are going to be nights where he has a productive night. He's averaging 11 points for the Cavaliers. He, you know, I saw him yesterday at practice. He's practicing threes, and he says that's, you know, that's a new thing for him. If you remember how he left, he really wasn't shooting threes when he left, and now he is. So he's changing this game some. Look, I think it was a great move, but it was a better marketing move than it was to me a basketball move. And you can't expect him to be. He's 36 now. He's not moving like he did before. Like anybody with sports gets, you know, look, I'm 56. I'm not moving like I did when I was 51. You know, so there's nothing to read between the lines. I just don't think anybody thinking, oh, we're getting the Wade who can take over a game anymore. I don't see that.
And does Wade? You were talking about the future of it. Do you see Wade getting that Kobe treatment, getting that whatever they call it, the retirement tour at the end next year, this year? I don't know when it's going to be, but is he going to get one of those?
You know, I don't know what he wants. Does he want that?
I think he said he doesn't want that. Right? Was it Sedano that asked him that?
Yeah. He doesn't want that now. Okay. And the question is, look, I think they have to bring him back, and I think he'll want to come back next year. It's just, how does that get talked about with, you know, where you're talking minutes and they have four guys in his position, essentially, and some like a Tyler Johnson. And look, I'm not saying Tyler Johnson's Dwayne Wade, but he's making $19 million next year. So if you don't somehow get rid
let's
of
give him a farewell tour this season.
Tyler Johnson.
Appreciate that, Bumpy. Thanks.
Please, Tyler Johnson, farewell tour, right?
How fortunes change in sports. How fortunes change. Hey, play that. Falero's got the sound from Sedano on ESPN asking D-Wade if he wants the farewell tour.
I remember when LeBron and Chris were here as your teammates, they were saying that you need to have one of those Kobe farewell tours.
No.
Are you going to have a farewell tour?
I don't want to have one of those. I talked to Kobe about that. You know, and he was like, it was exhausting. You know, as flattering as it was very exhausting as well. And I'm not a narcissist like that. I don't think I need it. Not calling Kobe a narcissist. I mean, he earned that and he needed that. But I can't set out and say I want a farewell tour like Kobe Bryant. Yeah. That's not who I am. So, you know, when the time comes, and I don't want to talk about it because it's not here yet, but when that time comes, I announce it in my own D-Wade fashion, the way that I do, and hopefully I can move on from it and live on the memories from that point on.
That's like when your wife says, I don't want anything for Valentine's Day. There is no, like, that reeked of, yo, don't throw me a surprise party. I'm not a guy that likes surprise parties. Hey, for me! I told you guys. That dude wants a farewell tour.
I like that. His ego doesn't need it, but D Wade will announce it in the way he does it.
Yeah, like anybody that talks about themselves in the third person absolutely wants a farewell tour. All right, Mark Hochman, thanks Dave Hyde for joining us on the Hochman and Crowder Show. Read all Dave right. Hyde's work in the Sun Sentinel. Read his column on D Wade as well. What? He's gone? That was it. He just hung up on us.
He didn't want to say bye to you.
He hit it.
Wow, what happened there? I called him out on his D Wades.
You always do that,
I
man.
I called him. I saw the truth.
You make people uncomfortable.
Saw the truth. Oh, oh,
oh, O'Reilly. Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.